hardest things when it comes to a senior model team is keeping your models engaged throughout the year. You give them a great photo shoot and amazing photos, but then what? What can you do with them to keep them motivated, engaged, and having fun throughout their entire senior year? That's what we're going to talk about today. Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. So how many of you have a senior model team? If you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know I truly believe in the power of a model team. It is the best thing I ever did for my business and is the one main reason that I am known in my area as the senior photographer. But let's face it, dealing with teens is not a walk in the park, and running a model program isn't always easy. Teens are super busy. They're easily distracted, and they have a million things going on, especially during their senior year. Seniors are being pulled in a million different directions, from hanging out with their friends, to sports, to applying for college, to gearing up for their last homecoming, prom, and so much more. It's hard to keep up with it all. And if you have a model team, one of the biggest challenges is keeping your models engaged and interested all year long. I used to think that a model team was all about giving great photos and the models would do all the work. But the truth is, it's a lot of work on us, the photographer, running the team. I have heard complaints over the years about models not doing anything, not participating, and not getting referrals. And as much as I hate to burst your bubble, part of that is on us. I know. That's a big truth bomb coming at you, and it can be hard to hear. But the truth is, we are responsible for leading our team. We set the tone for our team, and we have to be the ones to motivate our team to do the job that we want them to do. As senior photographers, being in charge of a model team means we have to create an atmosphere in which the seniors want to participate. We have to treat them as part of the team and an integral part of our business, not as employees doing a job. What's that saying? A leader influences and inspires, and a boss threatens? We don't want to be a boss scolding or threatening our employees, but rather a leader who creates an atmosphere where our team is inspired and wants to participate and make the most of their experience on our model team. We need to create a community that gives them fun opportunities that they will want to consistently participate in. And we have to do that by being consistent and giving them a great example to follow. Part of being a leader of a model team is to motivate our team to participate throughout their senior year, not just at the beginning, but throughout their entire senior year. So how do we keep our model teams engaged, motivated, and participating throughout their senior year? The first thing is to assess how much time you can honestly give your team. For some, that could be a lot of time, and for others, that may not be as much time. It's up to you. I, like many of you, have a family with two teen boys who play sports, a husband, a dog, and other things that I have to give my time to. I have to determine what I have left to give my team and make the most of what time I can give them. But I need to be realistic as to what that amount of time is and only promise what I can give. So you have to decide for yourself and your team what you are willing to commit to and not promise more than you can deliver. You can always give more if you have the time as a surprise, but don't promise it if you can't deliver it. Now, once you have determined how much time you are able to give your team, you can then decide on activities, photo shoots, and more to fill that time. So we're going to go through five ways or five things that you can do to keep your models engaged throughout their senior year. Number one, plan multiple shoots. Let's face it, seniors want photos. That's why they might have joined your team, to be honest. You want content to post to show off your work. So photo shoots are the most obvious way to keep your team motivated and excited. Giving them multiple shoots spaced out throughout their senior year is a great way to keep them excited and give them fresh content to share. If you only do one shoot, then your models will post those photos and then crickets. But if you create a few photo shoots throughout their senior year, then they will always have something to look forward to, get excited about, and share. This does not mean you have to do so many shoots that you get burned out, but rather plan a few shoots sprinkled throughout their senior year so they have something to look forward to and something fresh to post. Number two, ask their opinions. Get your seniors involved in the planning process of shoots and other things. Ask for their ideas, listen to their ideas, and consider their ideas. Put one or more models in charge of pinning ideas for each shoot. That way they feel valued and you can get a sense of what they like and what they want. You'll be surprised at some of the cool ideas they may have. Plus, you'll be able to take a little break from always having to be the one to come up with cool new ideas. And don't just ask their opinion about shoots, but think of other things to get their opinions on. Have them vote in polls on which t-shirt design they may like best. Have them vote on dates of shoots by giving them a few options. And the one with the most votes wins, and so much more. But letting them know that you care about what they think and asking them their opinion will be so great when it comes to motivating them and inspiring them to stay involved during their senior year. Number three, start a group chat. Depending on how many girls are on your team, you can have a group text or you may need to use an app such as GroupMe. Don't leave it up to them to chat. You go in the group chat yourself and start a conversation with them. Ask them questions or simply check in with them. Make sure you are using the group chat to celebrate birthdays. Send a group text saying, "Hey, happy birthday to so-and-so." The other girls will chime in and text back, and it will be a special day for that model. Celebrate other milestones your models may have, such as getting into their dream college, signing on to play a sport, wishing them fun at prom, and so much more. Pay attention to what they or their moms are celebrating on social, and be sure to celebrate that in the group text as well. You can also send inspirational quotes, because sometimes being a teen is hard, and hearing a little inspiration from you may just be what they need. Use the group chat to create excitement for upcoming shoots and events or individual senior photo shoots. Number four, show up for them. This is huge because it sends a clear message that you care about them outside of taking their photo. Find out what their sporting events are, if they're going to be participating in homecoming court or their high school pageant. Maybe they have a recital or other special event. Maybe they work at a local restaurant or clothing store where you can stop by. Support them in their endeavors when you can, so they know you are there for them and care about them and what they have going on outside the model team. Therefore, they will put more into you because they see you putting the effort into them. Number 5, create a community service project. Teens are interested in giving back and making a difference in their communities. This can be a wonderful opportunity for you to create something your model team can do together to give back to your community. Ask your team if they have a cause that they're passionate about. Do some research on it and see where you and your team can make a difference. Holidays are a great time to give back to your community and an excellent time to get together as a team. Adopt a family together as a team, call local shelters and see if you can volunteer, or connect with an elementary school or church to see what you can do to get involved during the holidays. There are so many ways that you can keep your model team motivated, but the most important is to actually invest in them. If you invest in them, they will see that and return the favor. Show up for them. Check in with them. Let them know that you are genuinely interested in them. You will see them do the same for you. Be a leader, a mentor, a guide for them. Give them a safe space to be themselves. Create opportunities for your team to get to know one another and build a relationship not only with you, but with the other team members. The more you show them that you are engaged, the more they will be too. Lead by example, and you will have a team that supports you, your business, and each other. If you want more information on how to run a successful model team, be sure to check out 2 different programs I have available to help you. One is the Seniorology Semester, which is a 6-month coaching program specifically for senior photographers. This program is designed to help you build a complete, successful senior photography business and includes 6 months of education via live Zoom workshops each month, as well as 2 one-on-one coaching calls with me and unlimited access to me throughout the 6 months to get help, advice, or answers to your questions specific to your business and what you are working on. Plus, the semester includes a 2-day in-person retreat with accommodations included. The retreat gives us the opportunity to not only spend time together, but also time working on our businesses, as well as participating in a completely styled senior shoot where I help with posing and lighting, and you get amazing photos for your portfolio. The semester opens for enrollment on August 3rd, but for listeners to this podcast, you can apply early by going to www.seniorology.com/semester. There are only 10 spots total and 3 are already taken, so be sure to apply while you still can. The second option for learning more about senior spokesmodel programs is the Spokesmodel Academy. This is an online course that you take at your own pace that walks you through why you should have a team, how to create the team, launch the team, get the models to be on the team, and all things spokesmodels. This course comes with 5 modules and 7 bonuses to help you create a successful senior model team. As always, if you love this podcast, please let me know. You can give me a review or share what you love about the podcast with me by emailing me or by posting on Instagram and tagging @Seniorology. I will be sure to feature you on our story. You can also continue the conversation all about spokesmodels in our free Facebook group, the Seniorology Community. To join, go to www.facebook.com/groups/Seniorology Community. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Seniorology Podcast, and I'll see you next week, same time, same place, for another episode all about senior photography. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.